Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Hope everyone had a wonderful Shavuos with family and friends. In the first Aliyah in Parshat Nasa, we have 17 psukim. This Aliyah begins where the last Aliyah, where the last Parsha ended. At the end of the last Parsha, Moshe was told to count and to appoint Kehat. And in this Aliyah, Moshe is told to appoint the Gershon family of Levi'im to carry the tapestries and the coverings of the Mishkan. Moshe is also told to appoint Merari, the Merari family of Levi'im, to carry the Mishkan's beams, boards, and pillars. The Aliyah ends telling us that the number of men in Kehat between the ages of 30 and 50 is 2,750. In the beginning of the parsha, the Torah tells us how Moshe is commanded to appoint Gershon. It's in Perek Dalid, Psukim Chaf Aleph and Chaf Bet, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Naso et Rosh b'nei Gershon Gamheim, Levet Avotam Lemishpachotam. And we have to ask, why does the Torah use the expression Gamheim? I understand that Gershon is to be appointed just like Kehat was appointed earlier in the Perek at the end of Parshat Bamidbar, but what is the connection? And why not just say Naso et Rosh b'nei Gershon Levet Avotam? Why the words Gam Heim? Excuse me, and we can ask a more general question as well. When the Torah began at the end of last week's Parsha to assign jobs to the Levi'im and to count the Levi'im, why does the Torah start with Kehat? Gershon was older. He was the Bechor. Shouldn't he be counted first? The Medrash Rabbah in the first Medrash in Parshat Naso, Bamidbar Rabbah Parsha Vav Piska Aleph, answers this second question. The Medrash says that yes, Gershon was older. He was the Bechor. But Kehat had a job that Gershon did not have. Kehat carried the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh that carried the Luchot and symbolized, in general, the Torah and the value of Torah. Torah comes first. Excuse me, everything we do is focused on Torah and the way Torah can be learned and applied in this world. For that reason, says the Medrash, Kehat was listed first and their job was described before Gershon. That's the Medrash. However, what about our first question? Why does the Torah, when the Torah in the beginning of our Parsha lists Gershon, why does the Torah use the expression Gam Heim? Naso et Rosh b'nei Gershon Gam Heim. A beautiful answer is given by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. This idea is found in Rav Moshe's Perush Drash Moshe, and it's an idea which is a recurring theme in Rav Moshe's writings. For example, it's similar to an idea that was quoted from Rav Moshe Feinstein in last week's FMT for the sixth Aliyah. This is also a very powerful message to hear right after Shavuos. Excuse me, little horse after Yontif. Says Rav Moshe, very often people do not succeed in their Torah growth or their spiritual growth because they say that they're not gifted enough to learn different topics in Torah, higher levels of Torah. They're not able to remember their Torah as well as other people. So they just stop. They say, what good is my learning? If I can't learn on such a high level, how important can my learning be? So they don't learn at all. And Rav Moshe says that people accidentally say this about other mitzvot as well. I can't give tzedakah like that person or in that amount, so why should I give tzedakah at all? I can't do that mitzvah as nicely as that person, so why even try at all? People who think like that end up, unfortunately, not learning Torah at all, or not doing mitzvot at all, or not doing that mitzvah at all, because they say, what's the point? Or if they do learn Torah, or if they do that mitzvah, they do it half-heartedly and not with simcha. Comes along the Torah and says, excuse me again, Naso et Rosh b'nei Gershon Gam Heim. The Gershon family is not carrying Aaron. That's true. But Naso et Rosh b'nei Gershon Gam Heim. They too must be counted. Their actions matter. They matter. Everyone matters. Everyone counts. Each person's contribution to Torah matters. Hashem is in charge of calculations, and he says, Naso et Rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim. He says, you do count. He says, your Torah learning does count. Your mitzvot counts. Each one of us, as long as we try hard, as long as we put in the effort, each one of us matters. And we should approach our Torah learning and our doing mitzvot besimcha. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov.